High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All right, I'm joined now by in studio, as we do every Thursday, by David Robert Grimes, author and disinformation expert. And each week he brings us an ever-disturbing picture of misinformation, disinformation, and last week I learned malinformation, which could actually be, leaving aside politics and division, and culture wars, could actually be very damaging to you. Because today he wants to talk about measles disinformation in particular. Welcome, David. Tell me about this particular story relating to vaccine hesitancy and measles.
Good morning, Ivan, and well done on remembering malinformation. That's the tricky one that everyone forgets.
I listen to this stuff. I don't know why.
Yeah, you retain it. I'm really impressed. So one of the things that we've seen in the past years is a massive increase in vaccine hesitancy. Now, vaccine hesitancy shouldn't be confused with being anti-vaccine. They're often related, but vaccine hesitancy means people are afraid. They might long finger getting a vaccine because they've read scary things. In 2019, the WHO declared vaccine hesitancy a top 10 threat to public health because suddenly you were getting resurgences of once conquered diseases. In the year 2000, for example, measles was declared eliminated in the United States. Now, this month, we are seeing record outbreaks and already one death of a non-vaccinated girl in Texas. And the major driver of that is people going online and reading scary things about vaccines that make them unsure whether they should vaccinate their children. We also saw this week that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's now the health czar for America, has appointed a well-known anti-vaccine crank who's been medically disbarred to run a study trying to link autism and vaccines, which, as of course we know, has been debunked for 25 years. So we're living in a very strange space where people go online to get their information, see this stuff, don't vaccinate their children, and then you have a situation you currently have in Texas, which is a record outbreak, the likes of which we haven't seen maybe in about 50 years.
Okay, so tell us more about this Texas outbreak, how many people have been affected, and the sad death of a six-year-old girl.
This is quite awful, yes. The moment then my figures might be slightly out, 378 cases was the last figure I saw cited.
Does measles only affect kids?
No, it doesn't, but it affects kids particularly harshly. So measles can infect anyone who hasn't been vaccinated. The MMR vaccine is incredibly effective against it, but you need high coverage because of the average case of measles leads to 12 to 18 secondary cases if you remember back to the pandemic, we talked about R naughts, the R naught of measles is 12 to 18. It's really high. So to have your population protected, to have that herd immunity, you need about 95% of the population vaccinated. And because we are shockingly below that in many areas, Texas being one of them, Lubbock, Texas is one of the areas of the outbreak here. It's very, very low. This can run wildfire. The firewall to protect people is gone. So when you have one case, you're going to have lots. And it's not just America. America's particularly badly affected, but we're seeing European cases surged last year as well, massively. So this is a worldwide problem where people are no longer vaccinating, either because they've become complacent or because, more likely, they've been exposed to anti-vaccine misinformation.
And is it the MMR vaccine covers measles?
It does indeed. It's measles, mumps and rubella.
So in this country, you get it at
around your in infancy for the first time, when you're a toddler, I think.
Systemically, given it.
Yeah. And uptake is very high. Now, there was, in 1998, the year 2000, there was a blip in that when a discredited doctor called Andrew Wakefield came out and claimed falsely that there was a link between autism and vaccination. There is not, by the way. There never has been.
What motivates these people?
Well, in Wakefield's case, he made over $500,000 and he was expecting to make $46 million, $1 million a year based on his own patent for his own alternative vaccine.
Right.
So money, very much. Sometimes it's ego with these kind of people who spread this stuff. But in Wakefield's case, he was Brian Deere, the journalist, exposed them as basically being a fraud, and he was disbarred from the GMC struck him off the medical register, his paper was retracted. But unfortunately, his terrible ideas have resurged. A quarter of a century on, we're still talking about those terrible ideas, and they're causing real harm in places like Texas at the moment.
The other thing that I want to talk to you about is the origins of COVID from China. Was it a bat or some animal that was eaten at a fair, or was it a Wuhan laboratory leak? And the conspiracy theories, where is the sort of residue of knowledge now?
The residue, that's a great term, I like that. So full disclaimer on this, I have an Irish Times piece on this today, 5 years on, and we are discussing it. So the lab leak narratives, there are two versions of them. One is the one that was very popular in the early pandemic was the idea this was a manufactured bioweapon. Most of that's been shown to be Russian propaganda. They did the same thing with HIV/AIDS, by the way, in the 1980s. They just didn't have social media to amplify it. It was called Operation Infection, and they ran a similar campaign. The other more mundane version that the New York Times, for example, recently kind of gave some support to was the idea that this was discovered by scientists and then leaked out of a lab. Unfortunately, neither of those narratives are very well supported by evidence. We have had, since human history, we have had plagues from the Justinian plagues, the plague of Athens, to the Black Death, to Spanish flu. And we've never needed a laboratory to make pandemics happen. So there's no evidence for it. There was a recent review in scientific journal Cell last year that found most of the data we have is consistent with it first emerging in the Wuhan markets for the first human cases, which is where you have wet markets, where you have live animals and humans meeting in strange circumstances. We still don't know the vector for it. We think it might be a bat. But remember, it took us 14 years to work out the vector for SARS-CoV-1, the first version of it, and we still don't know the original vector for HIV/AIDS. Take a long time.
Did the CIA investigate this?
They did, and they recently came out and made a claim that they had a low-confidence idea that lab leak was the most favoured theory. Now, the problem with a low-confidence assessment...
What is a low-confidence assessment?
It means they have no evidence. It essentially means that they...
It's a guess.
It's a guess.
Okay.
And also, remember that currently under the Trump administration, there is a lot of xenophobia. There's a lot of pointing the finger stuff going on, a lot of politics. So that assessment isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
So is it that we just don't know?
Technically, we never know. But the evidence... if it was a lab leak, there have to be evidence to overwhelm the natural origin theory. And that just is not the case. So though they're very exciting, it's probably totally unevidenced. So exciting as those narratives are, the reality is we don't need labs to have pandemics. We've had pandemics throughout human history.
Can't be a good conspiracy.
No, unfortunately you can't. That's why I'm here.
I couldn't tell you about it. All right. Well, absolutely fascinating. Vaccine hesitancy in the context of measles ain't a good idea. Take your parental responsibilities seriously. And we still don't know for definite, but the best guess, it was the bat that did it in the meat markets. My thanks, as always, for disinformation and clearing up these systems. David Robert Grimes, thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.